Is Wharton writing about the society she'd grown up in, late 19th century New York society here?
In the Age of Innocence, very much. It's her backward glance over that society. She was born in 1862, and she grew up in the world that she describes Newland Archer chafing at in that novel. He is the centre of consciousness in that novel. The pronouncements about women come from Newland Archer. It's a very interesting dynamic that she sets up.
Tell me, Avril, a little bit about her own background. Fairly privileged.
Yes, fairly privileged. They used to move into Europe when she was about 4 or 5 there and stay there for some years.
Who were her parents?
Her parents were the Joneses, with whom everyone wanted to keep up. So her mother was famous for being the best dressed woman in New York, and indeed the wrapping paper from Worth did service in the nursery, as Edith covered it in her childhood making up stories.
I was wondering about her family's attitude to her writing. There's a famous anecdote about her early attempts at fiction. When she was 11, she wrote a story which started, "Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Brown," said Mrs. Tomkins. "If only I had known you were going to call, I should have tidied up the drawing room." Her mother returned the manuscript with the icy comment, "Drawing rooms are always tidy." And this, said Wharton, rather checked her literary ambitions for some years.
Her parents were not supportive of her in the ways that a young creative...
I think we have to revise that.
Yeah. Yes.
Wharton was very self-mythologizing, and she clearly liked telling this tale of a bright young literary girl who sort of fought her own way because no one around her understood. But this year, a book of letters to her governess was published. The governess was called Anna Bowman, and it's they actually turn that story on its head a bit, because we see from those letters that, for example, Anna Bowman introduced her to German literature. We also learn that her mother wasn't quite the fierce demon that she appears in Wharton's own self-mythologizing and her autobiographical writing, that she did encourage her a bit. Certainly her brothers encouraged her. It was one of her brothers who helped her get her poetry published. And her mother paid. So we do have to revise a little bit. I mean, authors are very good at self-mythologizing and telling a particularly, you know, a story of hard luck sometimes. But in fact, she had a bit more support than she led us to believe.
I mean, her mother was not an inspiring figure to her. She had no intellectual interests at all. And her father had mild interests, she said, but mild interests enough to have an 800-book gentleman's library. Mm. And so she uses the word Philistine, but not so Philistine, actually.
Segment 1.
Is Wharton writing about the society she'd grown up in, late 19th century New York society here?
In the Age of Innocence, very much. It's her backward glance over that society. She was born in 1862, and she grew up in the world that she describes Newland Archer chafing at in that novel. He is the centre of consciousness in that novel. The pronouncements about women come from Newland Archer. It's a very interesting dynamic that she sets up.
Tell me, Avril, a little bit about her own background. Fairly privileged.
Segment 2.
Yes, fairly privileged. They used to move into Europe when she was about 4 or 5 there and stay there for some years.
Who were her parents?
Her parents were the Joneses, with whom everyone wanted to keep up. So her mother was famous for being the best-dressed woman in New York, and indeed the wrapping paper from Worth did service in the nursery, as Edith covered it in her childhood making up stories.
I was wondering about her family's attitude to her writing. There's a famous anecdote about her early attempts at fiction. When she was 11, she wrote a story which started, "Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Brown," said Mrs. Tomkins. "If only I had known you were going to call, I should have tidied up the drawing room." Her mother returned the manuscript with the icy comment, "Drawing rooms are always tidy." And this, said Wharton, rather checked her literary ambitions for some years.
Segment 3.
Her parents were not supportive of her in the ways that a young creative...
I think we have to revise that.
Yeah.
Wharton was very self-mythologizing, and she clearly liked telling this tale of a bright young literary girl who sort of fought her own way because no one around her understood. But this year, a book of letters to her governess was published. The governess was called Anna Bowman, and it's the they actually turn that story on its head a bit, because we see from those letters that, for example, Anna Baumel introduced her to German literature.
Segment 4.
We also learn that her mother wasn't quite the fierce demon that she appears in Wharton's own self-mythologising and her autobiographical writing, that she did encourage her a bit. Certainly her brothers encouraged her. It was one of her brothers who helped her get her poetry published. And her mother paid. So we do have to revise a little bit. I mean, authors are very good at self-mythologising and telling a particularly, you know, a story of hard luck sometimes. But in fact, she had a bit more support than she led us to believe.
I mean, her mother was not an inspiring figure to her. She had no intellectual interests at all. And her father had mild interests, she said, but mild interests enough to have an 800-book gentleman's library. Mm. And so she uses the word Philistine, but not so Philistine, actually. Mm.